Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio show here. I am actually I came on at 11:30 and for some reason it didn't record. But that's neither here nor there. I'm getting ready to do this show all over again, and hopefully, it is in my favor that this be recorded. So here we are, once again, Sankofa Divinity in the upper room at the Blog Talk Radio, which I've already said. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing. And you know exactly what that thing is at the end of the day. It's all about being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. And nothing in my life can replace that. I'm telling you, nothing in my life can replace that. So before I get started, if anybody wants to chat, they can come in and chat. I'm not going to take any phone calls, but if you want to come in, you can chat with me and I'll answer your questions through that vehicle, if you will, or that venue. Other than that, if you want to find out about the services that I provide as a life coach, a spiritual guidance counselor, and a tarot card reader, I ask that you get in contact with sankofadivinity.com, or you can call me at 984-444-2157. That's 984-444-2157. Okay? So here we are. Here we are once again. Today is an amazing day. It is June the 9th. And guess what? It is my friend's birthday today. So, yes, I want to go ahead and give her a shout out while I'm on this blog talk and let her know, Jermaine Eggleston, let her know how much she's appreciated and acknowledge her presence in my life, not as only a human spiritual being having a human experience, but also as a soul sister. I am so grateful that she's in my life. I tell you, when she and I would get on the phone and we get to talking, and we're giggling most of the time because I love to laugh, she loves to laugh, and hey, we both love to laugh. So, you know, it is going down during that time. Here, what is going on? Okay, I don't know what's going on here. I'm just going to continue to roll this. So I know earlier when I came on and I talked about, first of all, you know, the show here is returning home to self. So we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about returning home to self. And we talked about the importance of returning home to self and how it is important to establish a relationship within oneself. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that that is the ultimate relationship of all that is and all that will ever be. It is the ultimate relationship. And outside of that, you have your other relationships. But the first and foremost and most important relationship is the relationship in which you have with self. What is self when we talk about it from Sankofa Divinity? We're talking about establishing or reestablishing a relationship that you have with your own divinity. That's what we're talking about, and that's what we are here teaching. We're here to lead, guide, and direct and encourage others to do just the same, because we did it as well, or I did it. And I'll say this, I am a channel for the divine. So whatever I say is out of my mouth, surely the divine has its hands in it, Otherwise, I would not be saying it, simply because it is not I that doeth the work, but it is the divine that does the work through me. And I am yielded to that vessel. So I'm not going to get into everything that I said today. I swear to goodness, I'm not. But it was a whole lot. And but anyway, that's neither that. But I want to stay focused on reestablishing and establishing a relationship within oneself and how important that is. And what are the results? What are the results that we get when we have established a relationship within ourselves? You get the benefits of establishing a relationship within yourself is peace, peace of mind, peace beyond the understanding of what man would think that peace is for you. Okay. The peace that I'm talking about is the peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm talking about that kind of peace that is so peaceful that it makes you free from all kind of drama and chaos in your life. I'm talking about that kind of peace that comes into your life where it actually protects you and it shields you from chaos and drama. Now, even in that, you still have free will. So you can kindly invite chaos into your life or drama into your life. And guess what? That peace that surpasses all understanding, it will leave the door and it will be replaced with what we call man-made peace. And that man-made peace is fragile. It's not solidified in anything. It has absolutely no spiritual consciousness to it. And it's ungrounded. So you're constantly having emotional roller coasters up and down, up and down, up and down. When you have the peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace causes your equilibrium to be balanced. It causes you to be balanced. It compels you to be balanced. And once you get that balance, or once you get in the middle way of all things concerning you and everybody else, once you get in that way, you don't want to leave that way, because as the Masons will put it, that's you staying on your square. Staying in the middle way. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right, but just stay in the middle way. That's it. In the middle way, you remain neutral in all things. In the middle way, you can practice moderation. In the middle way, you can practice sobriety. In the middle way, you can do anything that you want to do, or you can cast down and throw out anything that hinders and retards or even paralyzes your spiritual growth in the middle way. But when you begin to take sides with this or that, you will lose yourself in that thing. We're not here to take sides. We're here to remain centered and centered within our own divinity. Because once you are centered, what? Your centeredness is the reflection of the center that is already within you. So if you're not centered within yourself, how are you going to see the reflection of that which is already centered? You can't. You can't. It's called the law of correspondence. Mirroring. You will begin to mirror the very thing that you are. And then on top of that, you'll bring people into your life to confirm what you are, or what you're doing in your life, to confirm it. I find it absolutely amazing. And so, I'm not going to stay on this thing very long, because like I said, I did it earlier and it's late in the day, and I'm just going to have to come back and start all over again come Monday at 11:30. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope and pray that you did receive something from the snippet or the snippet in which I have spoken. Let me say this because they're not going to let me go. I have been reading this book, Interior of the Castle, or Interior Castle, okay? It's about Saint Teresa Avila, who wrote Interior Castle, and it's all about prayer. It's all about the power of prayer. And in her book, she states very clearly that you cannot enter into the interior of your castle unless you do it by way of prayer. Now, what is the castle? The castle is your soul. It is your divinity. When you enter into the castle, you begin to experience the interior of the castle. And as you're in the interior of the castle, there are many dwelling places within that castle or within your divinity. I mentioned earlier that I used to sing this song, In My Father's House, There Are So Many Mansions There. If it was not true, you know I would not have told you so. But I go to prepare a place for you. Where I go, you can go there too. So come on and go with me to my father's house. So that song that I sung at the age of 9 rings very clear to me today. I understand it emphatically. I understand it. I know exactly what it is. I know where I am in the interior castle and in the interior of the castle. And I am grateful. I am grateful that I'm here because of the peace of mind, because of the poise, because of the power, the ability to do the things in which I need to do when I need to do them. Because of that, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And because of that, I am compelled to share the story. I'm compelled to share the story. How else can I get beyond it? I can't. If you receive a good news or a good word from someone or something, what you want to do? You want to go out and share it. You want to go share it with everyone. You want to share it with everyone. You want to tell everyone how good it is and how you want them to also feel good. About this good news. If they but only try or make an effort towards the thing in which you are speaking. So we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about going within and establishing a relationship within oneself. And as you establish a relationship within oneself, self-knowledge, you will begin to know who you are. And you will begin to know who God is in you as you are. I am that I am. You will begin to become one with God, the creator of all that is and all that will ever be. You will begin to do that. And this is why you have a lot of people who have established a relationship within themselves, and they will tell you outright, I am God. And they're not lying. I am that I am, because they have established a solid and solidified their relationship with the divine, and they cannot and they will not be uprooted. You cannot dismantle them. Because that rock is solid. Solid as a rock. That's what that is. That love. Okay. Yes. That's what that is. You know? And it's all about what, you know, why do people do this? Why should people return to themselves? Why should they go within themselves? They simply go within themselves simply because they are already seeking love, but they're seeking the love of God. The love of God. Because the love outside of you, among people, places, and things, See, the love of God will make you, will make you, and not only make you, but compel you to tell a stranger you love them. The love of God will. The love of God. For the love of God made my life continue to be a reflection of my relationship with the divine and the relationship with me. As I have this human experience as a spiritual being. May the divine that is within me continue to express itself through me, that I, with all due diligence, continue to be in alignment with the allegiance, the alliance of cosmic intelligence, as above, so below. Huh? So I come here to, hey, let everyone know, hey, whatever I do, you can do it too. Okay? Whatever I do, you can do it too. You can do it too. So I'm going to end this broadcast, and I'm going to come back Monday strong and do it all over again. And I'm pretty sure it will be better than this time, because it can only get, it can only go up from here, upward and upward, as above, so below. And I am decreeing and I am proclaiming that thing. I am proclaiming that thing. It can only go up from here. So with that, I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in darkness, please, please, get all the understanding, overstanding that you can possibly get, because at some point in your life, you are going to have to be the light, the truth, and the way to someone else. And that's hands down, because we are all in this thing together at the end of the day. Okay? So I say to you all, namaste, and stay blessed. Bye.